stains.
Oh, no. I get new challenges every day.
Do you? Yeah. What are the new ones that are coming through?
Well, I learned recently a better way of getting grease off your hands if you've been working in the garage.
Right.
Now, degreasers work fine. But I was in the bathroom the other day and I thought, there's a can of shaving cream there.
Get out.
I wonder how well that will work.
So no one else would think to do
that. No. Well, most of the great discoveries in science are accidental. There is a long list of them. People
really?
Discover things accidentally, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Gun cotton was discovered by a bloke who wiped up some nitrate with a cotton tea towel, chucked it in the corner of his lab. The next day he picked it up and it exploded.
Oh.
That's how gun cotton was invented.
I've never heard of gun cotton.
Oh, it's just a particular type of explosive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What was it he wiped up?
A nitrate solution. Because most explosives contain nitrates somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so it was just a fluke.
Yeah.
But I tried shaving cream on my hand and it worked beautifully. Sprayed it on, rub it in, rinse it off, all the grease is gone.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, beautiful.
So what does shaving cream do to a bloke's face? Get rid of all the facial oils?
All it is a foamer. It's got one job, to create foam. So it's got some surfactants in there which create foam. So when you press the nozzle, that's shaped so that it draws air in at the same time that it sucks up the liquid and creates a foam.
Right.
Now, as luck would have it, the surfactant which causes a foam apparently also gets grease off very well.
That is amazing.
It is.
So foam, shaving cream foam is going to go up in sales now?
Well,
for the bloke in the garage.
Let's hope so.
All the mechanics around Perth are going to get some.
Excellent. There are some other funny ones. I was doing some work on a mine site a while back. And I found in this welding workshop there were cans of vegetable oil spray everywhere, like pure and simple.
Spray cooking oil, yeah.
That's right. So I said to the guy, do you guys bake cakes in your spare time, do you? And he said, no, it also works as anti-welding spatter spray.
Yeah,
so when you weld something, you spray this stuff on and it cuts down on the spatter from the welding process.
Does it really?
Yeah. And the commercial welding spatter spray that you buy is the same stuff.
Is it really?
It's just cooking. It's just vegetable oil.
But we're cooking in vegetable oil that is capable of doing that.
Yep.
And it's perfectly okay for us to be consuming.
The world is full of things with multiple uses.
I would love you each time you come on to let us know a few more of those.
All right.
I reckon that is absolutely gorgeous. We'd love you to call 94841927. We have Sharon. Is it Sharon or Sharon? Yeah.
Sharon.
Hello, Sharon.
Now, what it is, I've got my kitchen sink and I've got tiles just above the kitchen sink and I've got the curtains and I get a lot of grease and grime there. What is good for cleaning it off?
Easy. Oven cleaner.
Because
oven cleaners are designed to react with grease and oil. Because that's obviously what's in your oven. So just spray the oven cleaner on, leave it for, say, 20 or 30 seconds and it'll just wipe off with a wet rag.
With a damp rag or a damp cloth.
That's right.
So that's oven grease. So it's just where I clean, like I got the sink and then above it I've got all tiles and they're coming down this. There's like greasy marks on it. I think, what can I get off? I sprayed with spray cleaner and all that. Nothing seems to work.
Well, most of the general purpose spray cleaners are acidic. So, for example, Ajax Spray and Wipe uses lactic acid as its active ingredient. That's good in certain circumstances, but it's no good for grease and oil. For grease and oil, you want an alkaline cleaner.
Yeah, so oven cleaner.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I'll take your tip.
Good on you. That's a good one.
Bye-bye now.
Now, I was just asking you off air, with stainless steel, I've got a stainless steel cleaner, but it smears the stainless steel on the refrigerator.
Yeah, there are lots of metal cleaners out there, but none of them work as well as Brasso.
You've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
For all sort of hard metal surfaces, you're saying Brasso.
Yep, any metal.
Okay.
And it's just the right level of grit.
Oh, okay.
So it's not too fine and it's not too coarse.
Scratch.
That's right.
Yep.
It's just the right level of grit. And it works beautifully on any metal surface.
Way to go. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Jenny.
How you going?
I've got another unusual use to amuse you and your guest.
Right. Go for it.
Yes.
I've forgotten your name. I'm sorry.
Mark.
Pure and simple. Or vegetable grease. Years ago, used to work in a place making things out of plastic, where you basically the machine squirts a dollop of plastic in its fluid state into a mould.
Yep.
And then you wait for it to cool down and set, and you take it out of the mould.
Yep.
The plastic, the supply industry sells mould release, which you need, otherwise it won't come out right.
Yep.
And you won't get a good finish.
Yep.
The place I was working for, we discovered that Pure and Simple worked pretty well, and it was a lot cheaper.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. That's how it's used anyway for getting cakes out.
True.
That's why we thought of it.
Because what it contains oil plus natural detergent or natural surfactant called lecithin. Now, the reason that smoothies foam up with egg is because egg contains a natural surfactant called lecithin. That is used in the Pure and Simple. So when you spray it out, it makes a foam. And the foam kind of bubbles up and creates a barrier between, in this case, the mould and the plastic.
Makes sense.
Yep.
There you go. Good on you, Keith.
All right.
Thank you for calling. That's good. Another use for it. It was amazing.
Absolutely, yep.
We're going to catch up with Bonnie and Jess in just a moment. Good afternoon to you, Bonnie.
Hello. How are you, Jenny?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Yes, I have a stain that I need out.
Okay, what is it?
I have my youngest grandchild found a biro, and now I've got wonderful artwork on the lino.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Yep, easy. Acetone.
Acetone. And where do I get that from?
Oh, any hardware store.
Like an umbrellish sort of thing?
Any hardware store. It'll cost you about $7 for a litre.
What about nail polish remover?
Nail polish remover isn't acetone anymore.
Okay.
They've changed it. Now, I'm not sure what it is, but if it does the same job, it may work.
Okay.
If you've got some, it's worth a try, but it's not acetone anymore. It's something different.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. It shows my age.
Yeah, me too. Good on you, Bonnie.
Now, another potential product is it's an Orange Power product. It's called Orange Power Sticky Goo and Spot Remover.
Yeah, I've seen
sticky
that.
Sticky goo and spot remover.
Yeah, sticky goo and spot remover. It's in a 200ml bottle. It's coloured orange, and you buy it from Coles or supermarket.
Yeah. I've seen it there, yeah.
Oh, great.
There you go, Bonnie. Go for the cheaper option first.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Jenny.
Okay,
you.
Bye for now, Bonnie. Yeah, grandchildren are prone to do artwork on your walls and so on.
Right.
Jess, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm just having a repeat of what you had just now. I was going to ask about biro on a leather lounge, and you've more or less answered it, I think, now, unless you've got anything else.
Well, another option is metho. One issue with if you use acetone on leather, it'll work and it won't damage leather, but it will strip the oils out of the surface, and the spot where you use it will look dull afterwards.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not damaging it, but it's just taking the natural oils out of the surface. So you can replenish it with some leather polish, some neat's foot oil is the best stuff to polish leather.
Which was it?
Neat's foot oil.
Oh, yeah.
But metho, try metho. That'll work, although not quite as well as the acetone, but it'll get it out eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we sort of tried that, but it's not doing too good. So
okay, well, in that case, acetone is
but
what
it will
you want.
Dry it out in that spot.
Yeah, it'll just dull it a bit.
Dull it a bit.
Yeah, but just get any sort of leather polish and just repolish it, and it'll be fine.
So you just wipe it on or rub it?
It'll come off pretty
quite
easily.
Easy. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Just put on a paper towel or tissue and just wipe it, and you'll see it come off pretty quickly.
All right, good luck on that, Jess.
Well, thank you very much for that. I'm sorry it was a double up.
No, that's perfectly fine. Thank you. Yeah, a lot of people have the same thing with grandchildren.
Yeah.
That's the joy of it.
Yeah.
And you bring it up to them when they become adults. When you were a little kid, this is what you did to my house.
Well, we're in a different world now where I can film my son and I can, when he's an adult, I can show him as a child.
Yeah.
And that's something that we never had.
What do you mean show him?
Well, I can show him videos.
Oh, of course. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I can show him videos of him doing clever things and doing funny things and embarrassing things. And he will see himself as a little boy in a way that I never will.
It's gorgeous. I remember my son, when we were showing photographs of us as little children, children, and everything was in black and white, he thought the world was in black and white back then. There wasn't any colour.
Oh, right.
There was something on the internet today. Two little boys were called out by their dad. He'd walked out the room and they found some paint.
Right.
And they painted each other's face so thick with red, brown, green, gold paint, completely covered, deadpan denying that they did it. They had actually done it.
Oh, dear.
So it was on video. It's all out on the internet. It's very funny.
Oh, dear me.
Now, that's the thing about things, a spillage, I suppose. If you're painting... and you do let some of it dribble onto a carpet surface or a hard surface. Are terps the best thing?
Well, these days, most paints are water-based.
Oh, okay.
Paints have come a long way in the last 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
These days, you see paints advertised with lifetime guarantees. And
what, not going to fade or anything?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. So particularly external paints.
Yep.
And they've gone mostly from terps-based to being now mostly water-based.
Good.
Because, you know,
yeah.
Washing your brush out with water is easier.
Yeah.
And the formulas are very advanced.
Good.
Now, the bad thing about that is it's harder to get the paint off if it finishes up somewhere where it shouldn't be.
Oh.
It's a lot harder than it used to be.
Okay.
But the best products for doing it, look for a product that contains chlorinated solvents, dichloromethane.
What's it called?
Dichloromethane.
Yeah, okay. So, it's easy for you to say.
Yeah. So you can buy it from any hardware store. I forget the actual brand name.
Dichlorine.
Dichloromethane.
Methane.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very versatile solvent.
Chloromethane. Okay.
It's very good for getting most paints off.
A solvent. Okay. And if it's on a soft surface like a carpet, you can use it on that as well?
Yeah. Okay. It'll all evaporate, so it's not going to damage anything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because, you know, amateur painters, we do get ourselves in a bit of a mess sometimes. Helen, good afternoon to you.
Oh, hi, Jenny. I wondered if I could just ask a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
How do you get liquid makeup off white clothes?
Oh.
Especially cotton, round the neck and...
Oh, yeah.
I have so much trouble.
Okay, well, makeups are generally synthetic dyes, so then they're not as easy to get out as food stains. I try an oxidizer on that. So try Preen Oxy Action. So Preen Vanish Laundry Pre-Wash Oxy Action.
Oh, yeah. What, like mixed to a paste or...?
No, it's a liquid, so just spray it on. And rub it in with your fingers and rinse.
It's a bit stronger than the ordinary pre-wash, is it?
Yeah, there are three types of Preen. There's the standard one, there's a degreaser, and there's an oxy action.
Okay.
The oxy action is an oxidizer, which is what you want.
Okay.
Yeah. So just try that.
Before you wash, throw it in the wash after that.
Yeah, but just use it as a spot cleaner. So squirt it on, rub it in with your fingers, take a bit of time doing it, then rinse it out, repeat if needs be.
Yeah.
That should shift it. Or if that doesn't work, you could try a solvent, try metho, or try acetone.
But they're probably not very good on cotton, are they?
They won't damage the cotton.
Oh, won't they?
No, not at all.
Metho or
acetone.
Acetone.
Yep.
Which you get from the hardware stores.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much.
That's right.
No worries.
Thank you. Makeup base. It's usually quite oily.
Yeah.
Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, not that you've had to deal with it, I guess, but so, I guess, you know, when women put makeup on powder and that sort of thing, it can sometimes brush off on a high collar.
Right.
That's what she's talking
about. Okay. Well, if that's the issue, if oiliness is the issue, then perhaps a degreaser of some sort.
That you buy for the car.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, go to any automotive shop. Go to the degreaser section. Now, there's two types of degreasers. There's the old solvent-based ones, and there's the newer water-based ones. The water-based ones actually work better.
Do they?
And they're easy to use.
Okay.
Now, you pick them apart, look on the label. You are looking for the phrase alkaline salts. If you see alkaline salts on the label, that's the right type to use. There's a brand called Kenko, which hardware stores sell, but there's nothing magical about that. Any water-based, alkaline-based degreaser will do a nice job on that kind of stain.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad I mentioned because you wouldn't have known that. When I say it's oily, there's a sort of oily feel to most foundations.
No, it makes sense.
All right, okay. What we put on our skin, honestly. Hello, Rose.
Oh, hello.
Yes, Rose.
I have a question regarding an oven.
can the gentleman there, I don't know his name because I've only just tuned in. I've walked in from outside.
It's Mark.
I don't know his name. Mark, is it?
Yes, yep. Rose.
I have fat stains on my oven. I do have a griller underneath it, but I had family staying there and they used a lot of bacon they were grilling underneath, and my oven was a self-cleaning oven, so it's you can't use products on it because it's all sort of baked on.
Yeah.
You know?
The self-cleaning oven's got a different surface inside.
Did
yes.
I?
Yeah. Yes. It's not a smooth surface,
also,
is it?
I'm talking about the base of the oven as well, because the base of the oven is actually just right under the griller. And it's the griller that had the bacon fat on it a lot.
Yep.
I never ever used to... My house is 42 years old and I've never ever put bacon, you know, grilled bacon underneath it. And and they've had so much fat stains there from the bacon and solidified bacon. And
yuck.
it is disgusting.
Yeah. Okay, what do we do? Get a new oven?
Well, I don't see why you couldn't use just a standard oven cleaner on it. I can't see that it would damage the oven. Just spray the oven cleaner on, let it set for, say, 5 or 10 minutes, and then just wipe it off with a wet rag. An alternative is washing soda. So go to the supermarket, go to the cleaning aisle, and you buy washing soda. It'll cost you about $4 for a kilo. Make it up as a paste and use that. In fact, I used that in my last segment on today, tonight, to get bacon fat off. I got bacon fat out of a fry pan with the washing soda. So that'll do it.
This is an oven with an unusual surface to it. It's sort of a rough texture.
Yeah, well, I can't see that the oven cleaner or the certainly not the bacon, the washing soda would damage it. And it's I'm curious to know how it's self-cleaning, but it won't clean bacon fat off.
Well, the thing is, when you use a self-cleaning oven, I think you're supposed to turn the temperature up higher to burn it off.
Yep.
And I haven't been doing that, or they have been doing that when I've been baking in it.
Right.
And of course it's then stained, you know, the oven door and everything is shocking.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess the self-cleaning would work by some kind of heterogeneous catalysis. I don't know, I'm only guessing. I'm not familiar with how they actually work. But I cannot see that any off-the-shelf oven cleaner would damage it. That just wouldn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
That's about it, is it? Yeah. Ovens are horrible things.
Yeah, the ovens never ever let me down, but they have.
Oh, have you had tenants in there, Rose?
Well, I've had family that didn't know better.
Oh, okay, not good, not good.
Not good, not good. No, not at all, Jenny.
I tell you what, the other solution, and I had this done for my home, I got a professional oven cleaner guy in.
Yeah,
there were no toxins used, and it is absolutely like brand new.
Can you tell me who he was?
Look, if you just Google or a professional oven...
I'm not up to that, Jenny. I'm an oldie.
Are you? Okay. Well, I haven't got the number in front of me. In fact, have you got a young grandson or granddaughter that would know how to Google professional oven cleaning companies? Honestly, that is the answer, I reckon. Don't you, Mark?
They've moved out, so I don't have that access anymore.
Oh, I don't know. It's not on my hand at the moment.
Yeah, I honestly can't see that an oven cleaning chemical would damage it. That just wouldn't make
I'd
any sense
I'd give that a
at
go
all.
First yeah. of all, Rose. Yeah. And look,
the oven itself inside has got a very rough surface.
Yeah, we know that because it's self-cleaning. That's what they're like. But the professional would be able to fix that for you. And it wasn't that expensive to do it. And it was brand new. If you can find someone to help you find one, even ring the local council or something, you know, the Yellow Pages version or in your area.
I'll find a way. I just thought there might have been something that I could do, but actually I can't do very much because I'm just about had it.
Oh, Rose, take care. You'll get someone else to do it for you. That is definitely the way.
Okay, then. Jen.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye, Rose.
You take care.
You
Bye.
Too. Jerry, good afternoon.
Hello, Jenny.
Yes, Jerry.
G'day, Jerry.
G'day, Mark. Look, the other week I heard Mark talking about using a non-toxic oven cleaner for cleaning leather furniture.
Yep.
I want to do my seats in my car, which are very pale yellow, beige leather.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if I can just sort of spray that oven cleaner in there.
Yep.
And I'm still being in that vicinity.
Yep, that'll be fine.
Yeah, I can still use it that way?
Yep, I use it on my car seats, you know, for that exact purpose.
Oh, I just wondered if you were going to get any fumes and, you know, muck you around a bit.
No, the beauty of the non-caustic oven cleaners is that they are essentially fume-free.
Yeah.
That's why they were developed. Caustic oven cleaners can have quite strong fumes. The fumes aren't toxic, but they are irritants. You know, some people don't like them. So,
did you find you had to cover the back of your seats as you were doing it, Mark, so it didn't sort of spray all over the interior?
Not really.
Can you apply it by a soft cloth?
They're pretty low pressure oven cleaners, so the actual spray doesn't go very far. So it's pretty easy to spray it where you want it to and not have much overspray.
Give it a go.
It's a damp cloth and that's it, is it?
That's right, yeah. So spray it on, wait 2 or 3 minutes, and then just wipe with a damp cloth.
Right, thank you very much, both.
Good on you.
No worries.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for that. Okay, and Sue, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Jenny. Hi, Mark.
G'day, Sue.
Hi. Well, I would like to know how to get tree sap off the inside roof of my car.
Ooh, irky perky, tree sap. How did you get tree sap in there?
I was taking some branches to the tip.
So it's on the actual interior lining of the roof, is it?
Yes, it is, yes.
Okie dokie. I'd try some Orange Power sticky glue and spot remover on that.
Okay.
Or go to an automotive place and get bug and tar remover.
Bug and tar
remover. Now, they contain solvents, which are specific for those kind of things.
Okay. And will that stain the actual fabric of the ceiling?
No.
The root won't? Okay.
No, it shouldn't do.
All right. Oh, great. And just follow the instructions, I guess.
Yeah. So you just essentially apply it with some sort of a small cloth, or there's often a little applicator that comes with them.
Uh-huh.
And that'll get it off.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye for now. Now, Janice, we'll be back with you in just a moment.
At Carlisle Events Hire, they bring the party to you. From marquees and shade domes to a large range of specialty furniture, staging, lighting, audiovisual and catering equipment, Carlisle Events Hire provide everything you need to bring your celebration to life.
I do!
Whether it's an elegant wedding or a professional corporate event, do it all with one call to Carlisle Events Hire. Search Carlisle Events Hire and get a quote today. Station sponsor.
G'day, Lou. How was the holiday with Lynn?
It was the best. How have you been?
I'm great. I took your advice and saw Viola at Solutions Matchmaking in Mount Lawley. I was a bit nervous, but I have met some lovely ladies and I feel like my confidence is back.
Wow. You'll be double dating with Lynn and me soon.
Yeah, we will.
Station sponsor, Solutions Matchmaking, 93710380.
Hi. If you've been considering a tour from Casey Tours' extensive range of journeys across Australia, we would love to see you at one of our upcoming sundowners. In late March, we are holding 3 information sundowners, north, east and south of Perth. Come and meet our friendly staff, like-minded passengers and ask any questions you have before booking with us this touring season. For more details on these events, call me, Jacinta Casey, at your station sponsor, Casey Australia Tours, 1-800-999-677.
Do you have a fatty liver, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or are overweight? If yes, then you may have a silent disease called non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, or NASH, which is caused by excess fat in the liver. The Fiona Stanley Hospital is conducting a research study on how to treat NASH. To find out more, call 6151 1221. 6151 1221.
100.1 FM. Dr. Chemical in the studio, and we've got just 2 more calls to go. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello, yes, I'm listening.
Yes, Mike, go ahead.
Hello, Mike. In front of me. Okay, look, I have a problem with some face bricks in my lounge. Well, it's not my lounge, it's my kitchen, where I have a large fridge, and mounted on top of that, I had an automatic fly sprayer thing that let loose every so often and squirted around the countryside.
Yeah.
Now, it's marked all around on the face bricks in the corner on these darn bricks. It's moved around.
Oh.
And unknown to me, and it's left quite a mark all the way around it. Can I get rid of that somehow?
Well, The good thing about bricks is you can't damage them chemically. You can spray anything on bricks and you can't possibly damage them. So I'd try some oven cleaner on that.
Yep.
That's a general purpose cleaner for that kind of thing. Anything organic, the oven cleaner should shift it. So spray it on and wipe it off with a wet rag or metho. That might be your other option.
Yeah, okay. It's a pretty rough surface, so it'll take some wiping off, I guess.
Okay. Do you have a steam cleaner?
No, I don't.
Well, you probably should get one because being a rough surface, it can embed into the actual bricks. So that's where steam cleaners come into their own. You can buy, you know,
small ones now.
Yeah,
can't you? Kitchen ones.
They are well worth an investment. Because bricks are the kind of thing because they're porous.
Yeah,
if stuff gets into the pores, it's hard to get it out by any sort of a surface.
But a steam would actually get it out.
Yeah, it'll dig in there and blast.
Maybe
it out.
Maybe try the other options first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll try the steam of the oven cleaner.
Yeah.
If not the vessel, I'll get hold of the steam cleaner. Are they expensive or?
I use one called the Steam Dream. It cost me about $240.
That's quite expensive.
Buy it from various online stores, but if you just Google it, you'll find plenty of places.
I see. Okay then.
Okay.
They're handy for quite a few other jobs as well, too, I guess.
They are, yeah.
What else would you use? Around the taps, keep them clean and tidy and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, then, we'll give it a go.
Good on you, Mike.
Thanks for your help.
Good luck. Janice, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd like to ask how to remove mould. You know when you've got the silicon around your shower?
Yep.
Yep.
And they start going mouldy in the corner.
Yep.
Having to scrape all them silicon out again.
Okay, it's a lot easier than you think. Just spray an oven cleaner on and it'll just wipe off in 5 minutes. It works better than bleach.
Yeah.
I dislike bleach.
Yeah.
I don't even have bleach in the house. So,
no, good idea.
So just use oven cleaner.
Yep.
To get rid of mould.
Yep.
Amazing. It does everything, oven cleaner.
It does. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can scrub it and it won't come off
with
a normal cleaner.
The oven cleaner will make it lift away and then you can just wipe it off.
Just leave it on for a while?
Yeah, a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Okay. Right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Janice. Bye. And the final call, Nola. Hello, Nola.
Hello there. I was just wondering if Mark, isn't it?
Yep.
Had heard of the exit mould. Or exit, it's called.
Yep. Not exit mould, yep. That's
but it's not exit mould. No, this is for pre-wash stain remover, it is. It's just in a little squeezer. Or you can get it in a block form.
I wouldn't use bleach as a laundry pre-wash.
No, it's not bleach. It's just called, I said the wrong thing when I said mould. It says exit for pre-wash stain, like on your clothes.
No, I'm not familiar with that brand.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, right. No, it's made in Australia.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll look into that.
And it says it removes grease, biro, lipstick, spot, or polish. I swear by it, because if, you know, you get a bit of anything on your dress or your thing, you just have to spray it on. You can get it in spray or a block form that you can rub in.
All right.
And just a little bit of, you know, movement around it,
clean it,
and completely disappears.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, I'll have a look for that.
Thank you for that, Nola.
No worries.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, thank you. If people have any more questions, they can go to drchemical.net.
Yes.
And put questions to you. Some real tough ones. We want you to see if you can stump you.
It's not .com.au anymore. No. It's drchemical.net.
That's good. You've shortened everything.
That's my new domain name.
Good. Good on you. Always good to see you, Mark. Thank you very much. Great advice.
No worries.